The price of a cable car in San Francisco could go from $3 to $5. Transit directors say the fare increase is needed to help reduce a $57 million budget deficit. Sarah Varney of member station KQED reports.
Okay, folks over here, you need to suck it in a little bit.
Riding a car in San Francisco is a bit like riding a horse. Going up the steep hills, sensible riders lean forward as if to will the cantankerous wooden car to the crest of Hyde Street. Going down, riders lean back to ease up the pressure on the car's squeaky old brakes. Cable car driver Al Chang has perfected this motion. For three decades, Chang has worked the grip, levers that clamp onto the moving cable and pull the car up and down the city's streets. Chang is not the least bit pleased about the proposed fare hike on his beloved cable car.
Some of the tourists that I talked to said they may ride it once and they probably never want to do it again. And they said the city is too expensive. They're talking about charging people $1 to walk the bridge. Cable car, $5 is extremely high. And they would go home and tell the neighbors that they may not want to come back.
On this sunny afternoon, the possibility of a $5 fare doesn't seem to shake too many tourists out of their dream to visit San Francisco and ride a cable car. But the ticket price might keep them from developing a cable car habit.
My name is Patricia, and I live in Munich, Germany, and I come from Mexico. When we came here, every time we take the cable car. So I don't live here, so one per year is okay. You pay $5, maybe once, it's okay.
Ignacio Onis from Mexico City is visiting San Francisco for the first time with his wife and two daughters.
It's a known attraction from San Francisco, so we have to ride it. It's not a lot because it's only a one-time ride, and we must do it because we're here.
Of all of San Francisco's buses and trains, the cable cars are the most expensive to maintain. The cars require two operators, one to steer in the front and one to brake in the back, and that doubles the labor cost, says Maggie Lynch, a spokeswoman for the city's municipal railway. Lynch says even with the fare increase, the cable cars will cover less than 10% of the city's transit budget deficit. The remainder will come from increases to bus fares, parking fines and fees, and cutbacks in bus service.
This is not an action that we're taking lightly. It's not something you ever want to do. Unfortunately, we are required to have a balanced budget, and we are trying to basically share the solution.
San Franciscan Mary Jane Delaney says despite the steep ticket price, cable cars will always be a way of life here on these hilly streets.
I just can't see it turning into a honky-tonk Disney experience. I think it will always be a really special San Francisco experience.
The proposed fare increases next go before the Board of Supervisors. If approved, the new ticket prices would go into effect September 1st. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.